You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Being a woman over 50, I love talking about women's health issues and women's health as we are gracefully aging. Now, here today is Tara Allman, MD. She's one of America's leading experts in midlife women's health. She's a board-certified gynecologist and nationally certified menopause practitioner, and she is here to share all the great things about how to take care of your body, your woman, your female body, all throughout the aging process. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Allman.
Thanks so much for having me. I'd like to point out I'm 51 and menopausal, so I hope all your listeners are listening up even more.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And there's so many great strategies, and you've shared a lot of them. I'd like to know what, as we get into not just about the perimenopause or menopause symptoms, what other issues do we deal with as we age into the 50s and 60s?
Yeah, well, the short-term symptoms women will recognize, the hot flashes and the night sweats and fatigue and weight gain. But the bigger picture for women as we go from our 50s to our 80s is concerns about heart health, bone health, sexual health, cognitive health, and we have to implement some really good strategies in our 50s so we wind up in our 60s, 70s, and 80s with as much health as possible. So that includes, of course, not smoking or quitting smoking. It includes incorporating exercise. If you can every day, I know that's hard to do, at least try to get yourself to 5 days a week. And, of course, improving on nutrition. And everybody knows what that means. We list that all the time. But, of course, you want to eat as many vegetables as you want. There's going to be no limit on vegetables.
That's the best. Absolutely. And, you know, you talked about bone health. That's one area nobody talks about, and I'm so glad you brought that up, and how important it is for us to be able to use using exercise to maintain bone. But what else? What other formulas? Like, you recommend vitamin D? Is that correct? You check on that?
I'll tell you what women really ought to know. When you stop having menstrual cycles, that is what menopause is. You are in a very vulnerable couple of years of really rapidly losing bone. So if you are considering using hormone therapy, you're going to need to go to a healthcare expert for midlife women's health. On the other hand, if you are not considering using hormone therapy, then you better start incorporating strength training and eating your calcium and vitamin D rather than supplementing it with a tablet. So everybody better Google calcium-rich foods, figure out which ones you love, and start eating more of those every day. They are usually fortified with vitamin D, but we can also take a vitamin D supplement. So the current recommendation for women is 1,200 milligrams of calcium, 1,000 international units of vitamin D. That's every day. Start Googling calcium-rich food sources and start doing your best to eat them every day.
Wow, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. What else do we deal with? You know, let's talk a little bit about vaginal infection because bladder infection. That's very common once you start to lose that healthy, plump tissue in that area. Often women start complaining about bladder issues and vaginal issues.
Yeah, this is the most important topic I think we'll talk about at this moment, because women don't realize that the bladder sits right on top of the vagina. So they go hand in hand on this journey through menopause. And when you're no longer making estrogen, they both suffer. The vagina gets dry and is more prone to infection, and the bladder is more prone to infection. So women will start to complain of more frequent bladder infections, and bladder infections can become kidney infections, and kidney infections can kill you. So it's really important to start with maintaining vaginal health, which will then translate into bladder health, which will protect overall health.
That's great to help our listeners understand how both works together. What can we do? In fact, is there an exercise that we can do to help with bladder and vaginal health?
Well, in terms of maintaining vaginal health, the easiest things women can do, if we're sexually active, that improves blood flow to the vagina. Women can, as we mentioned in an earlier segment, We can masturbate, I always say, once a week. It's not a terrible homework assignment. It's easy to do. It brings blood flow to the vagina and subsequent health to both the vagina and to bladder. And for those women who are really suffering from vaginal dryness, and that's going to practically be all of us over the course of the many years that we will exist in menopause, you can either use a natural moisturizer. Olive oil works very nicely. You don't have to buy expensive extra virgin. The regular stuff works fine. Or an over-the-counter product like Replenz is what I recommend for women. And then there's the local vaginal estrogen that women can use twice a week vaginally. And I want to debunk the myth that the local stuff causes breast cancer, which is what everybody thinks. I like to joke that the vagina is like Las Vegas. What goes in the vagina stays in the vagina. And when it comes to when it comes to local vaginal estrogen, all of the scary side effects and risks that you hear about just don't apply. The local stuff stays local, and it really is the most effective way to improve vaginal health and wellness, which then translates into bladder health and wellness. But when it comes to the bladder, we don't want to get bladder infections, so you want to maintain good bladder hygiene, which is to tinkle when you feel like tinkling and don't hold it back and hold it in. And, of course, before and after sex are good times to tinkle so you have an empty bladder during sexual experience. All those things will reduce your risk of infection to the bladder.
That's great. You know, I'm a true believer in estradiol or estriol cream. Some of my patients, you could try every natural remedy, it doesn't work. And once they start with that estriol cream twice a week, their whole life changes and all bladder infections will disappear, which is awesome. Now, one area that also that women as we age, you know, I have patients that they haven't had sex for, let's say, 15 years. And then finally they get a boyfriend, you know, in the later years of their life and they really want to start having sex. Now, one of the things is that their libido's low. So what do you think women can do, Ed, as we age to keep our libido strong and robust?
You know, that's the most complicated question of all time. Just being in a monogamous relationship for 2 years is enough to kill your libido. So you can imagine those couples who are together for, you know, 20 years, God bless them. I think if you meet a new partner, libido issues are not so important because it's new and it's exciting. The thing is you want your vagina not to be all dried up and shriveled up because sex will be painful, and that's not that won't in any way help libido. So for women who are getting into new relationships, sexual relationships, when they have not been sexually active before, they have to get their vaginas into shape before they even try to have intercourse. Otherwise, it'll be a very uncomfortable experience for all involved. So, again, they can do the natural measures we've talked about, vaginal moisturizers, and in my opinion, as an expert in midlife women's health, they should not be afraid to introduce local estrogen. It's just twice a week, and that will, in a matter of about 6 weeks, significantly improve the health and wellness of the vagina and really improve the experience of intercourse. So I would say those are the easiest strategies, the safest strategies, and women really do have to find an expert in midlife women's health. They can go to menopause.org on the web, menopause.org, put in their zip code, and out will pop those of us who are actually credentialed in the field.
Great information, Dr. Allman. Now, again, Dr. Allman, you can find her on drallman.com. Dr. Allman, that's ALLMEN.com. Great information. Everyone, go ahead and take a look at her website. There's so much information. There's like FAQ section that I really loved where you can find all sorts of great information on questions that you may have about yourself that she gives awesome answers to. Thanks so much. Okay, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.